Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ing's 2010. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as we take in the next three deep breaths, let us be conscious and cognizant that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Hold. Gently. Release. Bring your attention into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Be conscious now as we take our second deep breath in. Inhale. Now take our third and final deep breath in. Let us be conscious that we are taking this time out to commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is God in us as love. Inhale. Hold. Gently. Slowly. Release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 26 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Speak on my behalf, O beloved, for I would choose the path that leads back home, trusting in your love without reserve. May my heart be as your heart. May my mind be as your mind. May your steadfast love guide me as I live according to your will. You, O counselor, are my strength and my guide. So I choose the path of peace and wholeness. I walk with friends of integrity and associate with those who live in truth. I love the company of faith-filled people and count myself among those who make your word their own. Cleanse my heart in innocence that I might childlike be, singing songs of thanksgiving and proclaiming the beloved's way. O loving presence, I cherish your dwelling place. My heart, that I might radiate love divine. Keep me always in your presence, ever ready to praise your name. Make me holy, complete in you. Write my name among the saints, for I choose the path of peace and wholeness. The counselor is my strength and my guide. standing of equanimity in heaven's blessed company, I shall know love and peace beyond the world's understanding. Blessed are you, O my beloved. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, Mother, Father, God, as we come consciously into your presence at this time, surrendering our fears, our worries, our concerns, our doubts, and leaving them before the altar, as our teacher advised us, that anything that we are carrying we should lay down before coming into your presence. So at this time, we consciously now come to rest in your everlasting arms, to allow your spirit to renew, to replenish, to restore us, be it spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, or whatever way we may have need of. We can rest in you, knowing that your spirit that is everywhere present at every point in space and time is doing the perfect work in us, through us, as us. So we take our attention away from the news stories and all that is happening to spend these few moments with you. Consciously having let go of anything that disturbed us. Consciously choosing not to worry in this moment. Consciously recognizing and remembering who we are and whose we are. That you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. For it is written, knock, and it shall be opened. Ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you shall find. So as we acknowledge these words, these truths, we are at peace. We rest a moment in this peace. O Divine Beloved, Mother, Father, God, for all who are ill at this time, whether they be in their homes, hospitals, or if they have even nowhere to go, we know that right where they are, your presence is to heal, to restore, to renew, to replenish. For yours is the deathless, self-existent life that resides in every cell, tissue, and part. And particle of our being. So we speak this word for their healing. We speak this word for all the doctors and nurses and those in attendance. We speak this word, knowing that it shall not go, but it shall return unto us, having accomplished that which we have sent it forth to do. For those that have transcended home back to you. Let their transitions be peaceful. For those that are left behind mourning the loss of loved ones, may their hearts be comforted. For our governments and those that govern us, we ask that you bless them with wisdom and understanding, compassion and awareness, that they may make right choices and decisions for the people. Our Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. For everything that is happening not only in our country but across our globe. For everything that's affecting all beings, four-legged, two-legged, winged, finned or hoofed. We bring all into this prayer circle at this time. But truly when we are overwhelmed with the enormity of it all, we know that your spirit that creates, sustains, and animates knows what to do and how to do it for everything and everyone. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, thou who art the absolute mystery. For those who have no one to call them by name or remember them in prayer, we hold them in our hearts as well at this time. So we praise and glorify and magnify your name, giving you thanks for always being here, giving thanks for your infinite blessings, your endless mercy, and your eternal grace. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love,
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in and allow that to resonate with you. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.